5. Hearings on due process complaints. A. Impartial due process hearing. 34. Code of Federal Regulations 300.511. 1. General. Whenever a due process complaint is filed, you or the local education agency involved in the dispute must have an opportunity for an impartial due process hearing, as described in the Due Process Complaint and Resolution Process sections. In Pennsylvania, the due process system is administered by the Office for Dispute Resolution, ODR, listed under Resources. 2. Impartial Hearing Officer. At a minimum, a hearing officer, A, must not be an employee of the state educational agency or the local educational agency that is involved in the education or care of the child. However, a person is not an employee of the agency solely because he/she is paid by the agency to serve as a hearing officer. B. Must not have a personal or professional interest that conflicts with the hearing officer's objectivity in the hearing. C. Must be knowledgeable and understand the provisions of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act and federal and state regulations pertaining to the Individuals with Disability Education Act, and legal interpretations of the Individuals with Disability Education Act by federal and state courts. And D. Must have the knowledge and ability to conduct hearings and to make and write decisions consistent with appropriate standard legal practice. Each state educational agency must keep a list of those persons who serve as hearing officers that includes a statement of the qualifications of each hearing officer. 3. Subject matter of due process hearing. The party, you or the local education agency, that requests the due process hearing may not raise issues at the due process hearing that were not addressed in the due process complaint, unless the other party agrees. 4. Timeline for requesting a hearing. A. Time limitations. You or the local education agency must request an impartial hearing on a due process complaint within 2 years of the date you or the local education agency knew or should have known about the issue addressed in the complaint. The due process complaint must allege a violation that occurred not more than 2 years before the date you or the local education agency knew and should have known about the alleged action that forms the basis of the due process complaint. Exceptions to the timeline. The above timeline does not apply to you if you cannot file a due process complaint because, 1. The local education agency specifically misrepresented that it had resolved the problem or issue that you are raising in your complaint, or 2. The local education agency withheld information from you that it was required to provide to you under Part B of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act.